It's Saturday, March 5th. Welcome to the BlogTO podcast.
Right now, I feel like heaving. My heart's mentally bleeding. All started when I opened my eyes this fucking evening. Girls calling myself, all they doing is fucking screaming. And my girl caught me next, it's like I'm talking to a demon. But still, I own my feelings. I move on with my life. I just wonder sometimes, what if this bitch was my wife? I tried to turn my back on her and she stabbed me with a knife.
Welcome to the BlogTO podcast. My name's Tim Shore. Today, I'll be chatting with Paul Nguyen, who's the founder of the website JaneFinch.com. You can find a link to it under the Toronto Media section on our website, blogto.com. Paul, thanks for joining us. You know the drill. We're doing our 5 questions in 5 minutes. The 5 minutes starts now. Question one, tell us a little bit about JaneFinch.com. How did it get started?
I actually opened it last year. I was always fascinated with this area and like the history, because I was a resident here basically like most of my life. And I decided to, you know, go on the internet and see what kind of information I can dig up, like, you know, any historical or just whatever relevant information I could find. And, you know, I was very surprised that I couldn't find anything at all, like, you know, besides like the negative press and all the news, like, you know, crime and stuff like that. So I decided, you know, to make a website as kind of like a tribute and kind of as like a resource for the community and try to present the lighter side, the brighter side of Jane Finch.
Why do you think in the past has the press hasn't portrayed the Jane Finch community in a fair light? Or, you know, why is it so, why are all the things that we hear about the Jane Finch community sort of more on the negative side, do you think?
I think because there's still a lot of misconceptions about the area, you know, primarily due to the press and also just, you know, people, their impressions of the area. A lot of people on the outside, they don't have like a good understanding of this area, so I think they have like a lot of, you know, misconceptions, and I think it's important to, you know, make people understand what this area is about, so they don't like, they don't fear it, they're not scared of it, and they don't, you know, give it a bad rep because it's kind of unfair. And I think what our website's trying to do is we're trying to showcase, you know, some of the talent and art and history to the outside world and let them know that, you know, it's not as what they think it is.
You say it's got a pretty thriving arts community. I mean, it seems like at least some of the guys that are in some of the videos that you've posted on your site have developed quite a following and sort of making names for themselves.
Yeah, our top artist would be that Vietnamese rapper by the name of Chucky Akins. He has a pretty large following, and not just from the area, but, like, you know, it's also like kind of internationally. He has, like, you know, kids of all ages who like listen to his music, and they're not just Asian either. Like, they're from the UK. They're like from all over the place. So it's pretty surprising to see, like, you know, the kind of kids that listen to his music. I think it's in due to the fact that he can relate to them, and he raps a lot about, like, you know, youth issues and teenage problems, and I think that's what draws them to him.
Yeah, I guess you're getting hits on your website from all over the place. What's been the response within the community itself to the website?
Yeah, internationally, we get a lot of visitors from, you know, within North America, but also outside of North America. But within this community, yeah, there's a pretty, you know, big following for the website and for the Chucky fans. I get, like, a lot of good feedback, like, especially from emails, and they're like telling us to keep up the good work, and they're proud to have be able to, you know, for someone in Jane Finch to have their own voice and to be able to reach outside, you know, outside of the community and, you know, even in the world. So I mean, I think a lot of them like that idea.
What's next for the site? What's next for JaneFinch.com?
Well, hopefully, you know, we could use the momentum we built up now, you know, with all the recent media attention, and I hope to be able to, you know, have, you know, get access to more resources and have more, you know, contributions and submissions from the people in Jane Finch, and like hopefully we can just grow and basically, you know, one day kind of be like, you know, like the main resource for Jane Finch, like kind of like the Jane Finch Bible, if you will.
People listening to this podcast, what do you want to let them know about one thing about the Jane Finch area?
I mean, times are changing. with, you know, new technologies and such, and we're using the internet, and especially the youth movement here, that basically we're just saying that, you know, we're tired of our bad rep, and we want to change that, and we're going to use, you know, these new technologies and, you know, media and all that stuff, and we want to just basically enlighten everyone and change all their minds and change all their perceptions about Jane Essence and show them that, you know, this is a very warm community, and, you know, we welcome everyone, and that, you know, we want to make a change in ourselves and, like, in other people's minds, too.
Is this something you do in your spare time? Sort of, do you have a full-time job? Are you a student? What's your situation?
Well, I just graduated, right? But it started, like, off as, like, a pet project. But now that with, like, you know, the attention we're getting, I have to put, like, a lot more time into it. And, you know, I'm still trying to focus on my own career. Like, I want time to be, like, make it as a filmmaker. And the other guys are trying to make it as, like, music artists. But now we had, like, a lot of requests recently from within the community, like, high schools and middle schools. And they want us to come down there and, I guess, use, like, our little notoriety just to, you know, talk to the kids and get them motivated about school and, you know, things like that. And we're happy to, you know, help out if we can.
That was Paul Nguyen from janefinch.com. Definitely recommend you check out the website. There's lots of great videos on there, a lot of them starring the aforementioned Chucky Akins. Well, that's it for today's BlogTO podcast. We're going to leave you with the song we started out with, which is Long Roads by Chucky Akins and Burns. Thanks for listening. You get a clue, even though I failed in school, and I failed it as a son. I failed you up in line, but not a failure to my gun. So I'll make these fuckers run from the 40s in my gear. Busting up and down the street, I put a hole into the back. And these motherfuckers out here think they're living it hard. They don't know what it's like to be financially scored.